You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
And we're here in the bunker with a plan to bring you more cheese of a special nature this week.
Yes, I got to program the show.
Yeah.
And why did I get to program the show? Why is this a special day?
It is a special day. It's hard for me to say.
Besides being Elvis's birthday.
Yes.
And David Bowie's birthday.
Yes.
It's my birthday!
I'm just downplaying a little bit, Daffy, just to have a little fun with you. And, you know, you have to say it is your birthday. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. And I get to pick all of the songs.
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, we'll hear from songs of past Cheese Please shows, I guess. Johnny Hicks and the Troubadours with Hamburger Hop. We get the Thug Shells. Bulla Makanka?
Bulla Makanka.
Okay. The Arrogant Worms, Harry Belafonte coming up a little later on. As it's Daffodil's birthday show, but Lawrence Welk and his orchestra when he heads to the circus, when the circus came to town. But we're starting it off with Space Express, the Happy Moog. Happy, happy, happy. Why?
That's because it's my birthday.
There you go. It took you a little second there. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
There'll be a big brass band to lead the big parade. A 20-horse brigade and lots of lemonade. And we won't care if it's 100 in the shade. Tomorrow when the circus comes to town,
there'll be some crazy clowns all wearing funny hats, some tumbling acrobats, an elephant in spats, a big giraffe to pull a cage of wild cats. Tomorrow when the circus comes to town, step right up, folks.
Hold me a dime, hold one a time, hold me a dime.
Step right up, folks, gather around. It's fun when the circus comes to town.
All right, folks, step right up for 10 cents, a 10th part of a dollar. On the inside, we got the greatest show on earth. Don't wait at any time. On the inside.
Peanuts in the shell. We'll try each one, and when we're done, we'll ride the carousel. We'll go there early,
stay there late,
and get our money's worth. I guarantee we're gonna see the greatest show on earth.
With Lawrence Welk and his orchestra, and When the Circus Comes to Town. And before that, we had the Happy Moog and Space Express.
Space, the final frontier.
I don't know.
These are the Moog stories of the Starship Mooga Prize. To boldly play Moog where no Moog has gone before.
What? Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad. Jeez. Okay, fine.
I'm giving you the Spock eyebrow.
Can I even get a little fun during your birthday show?
I let you help me decide which songs to play.
Yeah,
wasn't
but...
that fun?
Oh, yeah.
I let you have a piece of my birthday cake.
Well, that was good.
It was chocolate.
Well, yeah, but...
It's my birthday cake. I wanted chocolate.
Yeah, fine. By the way, this is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and it is my birthday show.
She'll never let you forget it, folks. Just want to make sure of that.
And I have to tell you, dear listener, that there was a rule.
Oh.
Snarf Dude gave me a rule picking the songs for my birthday show, which I didn't think was fair, but I followed the rule.
Yeah.
He said I couldn't play any of the songs up that were my birthday songs in the past.
Yeah, well, yeah. How many times can we play the Pizza That Ate Chicago?
I still like it.
Yes?
It's my favorite, but it's not in this year's show.
No, no. Or that I Got a Disease song.
I'm Addicted to Cheese.
Yeah.
And that's not here either, and neither is the Happy Gnome.
Yeah. No gnome.
I had to pick all new birthday songs.
No gnome on the show this week.
No.
No.
I had to pick all new birthday songs.
Yeah, but you did pretty good. You curated a interesting mix of...
Every time we played something on the show that I thought, ooh, I would like that on my birthday show, I put it on a list.
It is exactly how she did everything. You should solicit for emails, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to send me birthday greetings to daffodil at cheeseplease.com.
There you go.
Or comments at cheeseplease.com.
Really, really, I'm not annoyed at this at all, folks. It's no big deal. She has the right to have a birthday show on her show.
Yes.
That's one.
And we now have to play some more music
from my list. Yes, the Arrogant Worms and Killer Robots from Venus. But we're starting off with Harry Belafonte, and it's a zombie jamboree on...
Cheese, Please!
It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery.
cemetery, zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them was a great Calypsonians. Although the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they're singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done dead already. You go back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly. Give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. The other hand, she knocking conga drum. The lead singer starts to make his rhyme. The zombies are rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie break our way. And they're singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I go and talk to Bridget Bardot. I tell her, Miss Bardot, take it slow. All the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even old men out in Topeka find their hearts getting weaker and weaker. So I go ask her, for your sake and mine, at least wear her earrings part of the time. And I'm singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A lot of world leaders talking about war, and I'm afraid they're going too far. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart and ask them to pitch in and please do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree.
When is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
About 6 months ago, someone came by with a petition. Said we want to stop these folks moving in next door. I refused to sign and told them everyone was welcome. Cause that's what neighborhoods are for. So they moved in and I'll admit they look peculiar. They invited me to a friendly barbecue. Glad I got to know them. And let me tell you something. They may be metallic, but they're just like me and you.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They gave me zucchini from their garden yesterday.
They're very fresh.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. My buddy Charlie never got off the robot's back. Then one day, him and his whole house disappeared. I talked about it to my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus. They couldn't help me, but agreed that it was weird.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They always mow their lawn, and they joined the PTA.
It has me here.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. outdoor New Year's party. Though it was 10 below, there was food and drink aplenty. They got excited as we counted down with them. And when we kissed them, our lips stuck to their heads.
Ouch.
I was watching the news last night, and I saw something funny. Killer robots from somewhere decimated Montreal. I wonder, could it be my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus? Could it be them after all?
Oh no, they're so nice.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They applauded for my kid at the Christmas play.
He was the best shepherd.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay. You may disagree, but I think they're A-okay.
Keys, please, with the killer robots from Venus and the arrogant worms on the show this week. You know, Daffodil, that really begs that whole thing when the something bad happens in your neighborhood and the eyewitness news people come by, and you can just picture the person saying, "Oh, I never really met him, but he was really nice to me. I thought he was a real great guy."
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those killer robots from Venus.
They
bake cookies for the PTA meetings.
He even gave me some sugar when I came over and knocked on his house. It just screams that. That's all I get to say. And before that, Harry Belafonte and Zombie Jamboree. Zombie. I just like saying it. Zombie like that.
I picked kind of some morbid songs for my Christmas show, didn't I? Or my birthday show.
This is not Christmas. This is birthday.
It's been that kind of a day.
Yes. I thought I'd... Do I have to get, like, a blackboard over there?
No.
When you sit in front of the computer and front of the microphone?
No, I know that it's my birthday.
I could write in big chalk letters saying, "This is Daffodil's birthday. Remember that."
I'm going to point out that my birthday is 2 weeks after Christmas.
True.
It all kind of runs together.
True.
There's lots of presents.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas, and then 2 weeks later, there's more presents for my birthday.
Are you sure? You didn't have the relatives that said, "Well, you know, we're coming back this year, so maybe you could take this present. This could be for your birthday, too."
That did happen sometimes. I was very annoyed about it.
I bet.
But this year, the family units sent me seeds. Because, you know, they're gardening hippie-type people.
Oh.
Because I told them we had this greenhouse room here, and they think we can grow really good vegetables here.
So you gave your relatives the address of the bunker?
To send me birthday presents. They sent them to the P.O. box down the street. I didn't tell them where the bunker was.
I was worried there for a second. It's a secret bunker. We don't tell anyone anywhere where it is.
Yes, I know.
So... P.O. Box? Hey, I can live with that.
Yes.
By the way, my name's Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please, and it is Daffodil's birthday show.
Yeah, and that's why we're rambling off in a little bit.
And I picked all the music myself.
Can you say that again?
I picked all the music myself.
There we go. He never lets you forget it. We're going to play some more. We got the Thug Shells coming up
shortly.
Shortly. Don't take that artist name too seriously.
No, you'll understand when you hear the song.
Yes, and we're starting off this set, though, with
Bula Makanka.
Thank you. And Give Me a Home Among the Gum Trees on
Cheese Please.
A one, a hand, a two, a hand, a three. A close one out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. I'll be standing in the kitchen, cooking a big roast, while Veggie might on toast.
after you and me a cup of tea. Later on we'll settle down and curl up on the porch and watch the possum play. Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. And there's a Segway, it's on the corner, and the Woolworths down the street, and the Plaza just opened up and they regulate the heat. But I'd trade them all tomorrow for a single bush retreat where the kookaburras call. Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. Some people like their houses with fences all around, and others live in mansions, and some beneath the ground. But me, I like the bush, you know, with rabbits running round, and a pumpkin vine out the back. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old
something like
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil.
The word genius and the word cheesy is thrown around a little bit too much, but they really embody both.
Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil.
They kind of camp cheesy. Cheese.
With Thug Shells, also known as Michelle's, I believe is her first name, and Not Alone. Kind of fronky.
Yes, I like it.
And before that, Give a Home Among the Gum Trees, Bola Makanka. I think I said that right,
That's pretty good.
Finally got it right. There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Daffodil's Birthday Charm.
On cheese, please.
Yes, on cheese, please.
Okay, solicit for one more email.
Yes, if you want to send me birthday greetings, because I love getting email, it makes me feel special, you can send them to daffodil@cheeseplease.com or comments@cheeseplease.com.
Either way, it'll get to us, and you'll look at it and get all giddy and just...
And then I'll mention them on a future show.
Yeah, a future show.
Yes, because on Snarf Dude's birthday, nobody sends him any emails.
Why?
He doesn't get any greetings.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that? I mean, really.
It's true.
I don't necessarily like greetings. Well, that came off wrong, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I'm sorry.
Try that again.
Well, if you don't email me on my birthday, that's cool. Is that a little better?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay,
and if you want to email him about mistakes he makes in the show, you can also email those to comments@cheeseplease.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. That's the way the ball bounces.
It is the way the ball bounces.
For the most part. Did you have a good birthday show?
I had a fantastic birthday. Thank you for asking.
You know, realistically, we've been together for so many years that I can poke the bear a little bit, right?
Yes, and the bear pokes back.
I realize.
The bear cooks all your food. You have to be very nice to the bear when the bear cooks all your food.
I realize that, so I can poke the bear just a little fun. We're still here. We're still having fun. We haven't really...
We haven't killed each other yet.
No. So,
Best birthday gift of all.
From that, with that in mind, Daffodil, Daffodil, I want to wish you a fantastic birthday.
Are you going to sing this year?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm going to play Hamburger Hot Dinner off the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing.
No. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daffodil. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
There we go. Okay, fine. Now I'll play Hamburger Hot. Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. Stay cheesy.
If you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop. Put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top. It just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do. You really should go, cause it swept the land, and everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, everybody does the boogie to the hamburger hop. Flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top. There just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do. You really should go, cause it swept the land, everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, everybody does the boogie to the hamburger hop.
Cheese Please, your weekly
weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.